The Walt Disney Company filed a lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
The company acted yesterday, moments after the governor's allies did. A board appointed by Governor DeSantis voted to invalidate Disney's development rights on its property that includes Disney World. Disney alleges the governor has overseen a, quote, targeted campaign of government retaliation against the company.
NPR's Greg Allen has been following all this, and he's with us now from Miami to tell us more about it. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
All right, this dispute between Governor DeSantis and Disney has been going on now for more than a year. What happened now to convince Disney to take the governor to court?
Well, you know, as you'll recall, this all began when Disney's former CEO said he'd worked to overturn the parental rights and education law, one that critics call Don't Say Gay. It's a law that bans discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity in the schools. At DeSantis' urging, Republican lawmakers passed a bill that stripped Disney of its self-governing authority. But before that law took effect, Disney signed a deal with its outgoing board, allowing it to retain development rights on the 40-square-mile district. Yesterday, the new board met near Orlando and voted to invalidate that deal. The board's lawyers detailed what they said were procedural missteps made by Disney that they believe make the agreement void and unenforceable. And moments after that vote, Disney filed its lawsuit against DeSantis and other officials in federal court.
What is Disney seeking in the lawsuit?
Well, Disney's asking the court to overturn the resolution that was approved yesterday by the district board. It's also asking the court to overturn the bills that were passed by the Florida legislature, which stripped Disney of its self-governing status and which appointed a new board. Here's Jacob Schumer. He's a local government and land use attorney who's been following this case.
Well, they've always had a strong case that this whole thing was retaliation and that it was all prohibited by the First Amendment. Their biggest weakness is the fact that they waited until after the new board took over. So it's going to be difficult to require that the new board be dissolved.
You know, interestingly, this case was filed in Tallahassee and assigned to a federal judge who's ruled against DeSantis in previous First Amendment cases.
So, Greg, has Florida Governor DeSantis responded?
Well, he's currently overseas on an international trade mission. His communications director yesterday said, quote, "This lawsuit is yet another unfortunate example of Disney's hope to undermine the will of Florida voters and operate outside the bounds of the law." And yesterday, as they were preparing to vote to undo Disney's development deal, board members heard from a string of independent business owners who have restaurants and retail shops on Disney properties. Several said they were concerned about these new regulations and worried that taxes could raise their costs and make their businesses unprofitable. Board Chairman Martin Garcia told the business owners their taxes likely would be going up, in part to pay for legal fees related to DeSantis and the board's dispute with Disney.
And I think people know that the governor seems to be preparing a run for the Republican presidential nomination. Do you have a sense of whether this feud with Disney helps him or hurts him?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to see how picking a fight with an entertainment giant like Disney helps him. And there is collateral damage, like the business owners we talked about. Here's another who spoke out yesterday. It's Deborah McDonald, a resident of Celebration, which is a community next to the theme park. She said many in her community are afraid of how DeSantis' takeover of the district will affect them.
Call it what you may. I call it a feud. It has hurt us. It has hurt us deeply. It's not just between the governor and Disney. It's affecting everyone around him.
There was a poll released this week by Reuters Ipsos showing a majority of Republicans do support DeSantis in his fight against Disney, but that same poll suggests that it hurts him in the general election.
That is NPR's Greg Allen in Miami. Greg, thank you.
You're welcome.